Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, getting to the weather. 77 down on the island this morning. Looks like today partly cloudy with a low of 77. Winds will be southeast 10 to 15. And then partly cloudy and windy later in the day. Looks like east-southeast 20 to 30. That rain chance about 40%. And then it's just rain chances are picking up. It's looking good for some of us in this area. But tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning, mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely, potential for severe thunderstorms. High near 80, south winds 15 to 25. That rain chance tomorrow looks like about 60%. Tonight's the biggest chance. They're showing here 80%, so we'll roll with that. I'm good with it. We could use it, no doubt. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We're sitting on a, well, we just came off a high. We had two right after midnight, a low at 12:34 and then a high at 3:05. Low coming up at 12:08 p.m. and then a high at 8:53 p.m. Sunrise, 7:27 a.m. Sunset, 6:40 p.m. Moon phase, 4% visibility coming off that new moon. And looking at current conditions right now, Galveston Channel showing a southeast wind at 8 to 13 miles per hour down there. And air temperature 75, water temp 81. Pretty much the same at Eagle Point, east-southeast 14 to 16 with 75-degree air temperature and 76-degree water. And Morgan's Point, it's 74 degrees with 78-degree water, east-northeast wind at 7 to 9 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is steady, just above 30 inches of mercury. All right, that pretty much does it. All right, let's get to our phone lines and see what's going on this morning. Let's go to Jody Blair up on Lake Livingston at Penwall Campground and Marina. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm alive and kicking.
That's good. That's
not kicking too high, but I'm kicking.
That's it. Best way to roll.
Yeah. So it's been kind of like sporadic. Like, we haven't really seen a lot of people on the lake this week, but towards the end of the week, it's getting busier. The water's sitting anywhere between, 75 to 80 degrees, 82 degrees, just depending where you're going, it's sitting about 1.2 feet above pool, and everybody's saying it's looking great out there. It's kind of strong with all the species going around, the fall patterns coming in. So those crappie are hitting. If you go out to the main lake, upper river, you can catch some of those right below the dam. Those largemouth are hitting average at about 7 pounds. So,
oh, good. Catching some big ones.
Yeah. And I mean, you'll catch an occasional striper still. They're still hitting. So the catfish, they're biting on that cut bait. So it's out there, but we're getting that rain this weekend. So everybody better batten down the hatches, because it's going to be kind of stormy a little bit on Saturday. So
maybe
we need
it. The lake to come up, because what is it? Normal pool is 131 feet elevation.
It's,
right now it's 129.62 is what my phone's showing. And man, just a trickle coming out of the dam. It's barely trickling.
Yep.
16.93.
Right there in the Penwall Slough, I've had my maintenance guy. It's walk, because when it gets down, like this, he can walk around that shoreline and pick up all the, debris that's washed up over the summer. So he's been busy. He can't wait for the water to come up too, so he can quit cleaning that waterfront.
Right. Well,
so it's getting there. We're Somebody better shake that rain stick is what I'm saying. We need it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it looks, well, it's looking positive anyway for our.
It is. The past couple of times it said rain, we got a sprinkle here or there. I'm ready for a downpour. They're thinking about 2 to 4 inches. So I hope so.
2 to 4 would be very invited and welcomed around
100%.
Here.
100%. Yes, sir.
I can't believe we're begging for rain when most of the spring and early summer we were just drenched in it.
Yes, because I remember when we got all that rain, I was looking out at our little where it's like a pier where people pull up to fill up with gas. It was coming above the step where people get out of their boats and step onto. They were having to step, you know, watch their step, get in the water, and then step up. And now it's just like, where are you at? So we are needing it.
Well.
And the deer, they're pretty busy around. I have a couple of my tenants that they're kind of in and out because of deer season. So I told them they need to give me an update on what's going on so I can have something to report to.
Well, it will open up November 1st. It's right around the corner. We're almost
right
there.
Around. Yep. So I'm excited.
Whitetail rifle season and duck season. Waterfowl.
Yeah. My pastor, he likes doing that duck season, so he goes duck hunting a lot. So
yeah,
duck hunting. I expect plenty of duck and deer
disease,
in my freezer.
Man. people don't do it, but the ones that do, it's just they're ate up with it. I did it for most of my life. I mean, I was obsessed with duck hunting too. Just like fishing.
Daddy took me duck hunting like once or twice. But what I liked is that, you know, when he would take me dove hunting, I love dove hunting. I'll just wander off by myself and, you know.
Right.
One time he got so mad at me because it was right when I first started. He's like, Jody, you cannot just shoot any bird you see up in that sky. And I'm like, watch me. So, he took me once or twice and that's it because I didn't listen.
Well,
if it was flying, it was coming down.
It flies, it dies.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's been an exceptional dove season in this state.
Yes.
A lot of great hunts all season long. That'll be coming to a close, and then they'll have that split, and it'll open back up late in the season, December.
And see, I love eating some dove. I would wrap it and put that cream cheese with jalapeno in the breast and wrap it with bacon and smoke it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
It is.
I like doing teal that way.
Yeah.
You know, teal breast off the ducks. It's really good like that, too.
I want to try that turducken this year. I really do. Yeah. So I might do that this year. Just get out there. Do it.
Well, I've never done a turducken. I've done it just, you know, straight up turkey or whatever we decide to cook for Thanksgiving.
See, Thanksgiving, we normally just do the turkey, and on Christmas, we'll splurge and we'll do, like, you know, steak and shrimp just to mix it up.
Yeah, seafood and steaks and all that. Yeah, a lot of people do that. I'm thinking about going off tradition for Thanksgiving this year. I'm trying to think of something to cook really big time. I don't know yet.
And see, that's why, I mean, and I heard that turducken, the duck, the grease from the duck keeps the turkey, like, super, super moist.
Oh,
so
really?
So you never get, like, So I think I'm going to try it.
Well.
But, you know, duck, they're greasy. So that's the only reason that turns me off of duck is that grease. But if it'll keep the turkey moist,
if you leave the skin and the fat on it, it'll get a little greasy.
And I went up to Waco.
Just right to get that wild taste out of them.
Right. Well, I went up to Waco, you know, on a little girls' trip, and there was a little ice cream parlor there, and some of their ice cream was made with duck fat, and I was just like, what? Ooh, that was some good ice cream. I'm telling you. So.
Oh, I know a lot of people that cook with duck fat, and I had breakfast one time with someone, and they made eggs over easy in duck fat.
Ooh, I bet that was good.
They really were. A lot of people cook with duck fat.
Well, that sounds like something I might be trying in the near future.
Yeah.
So, well, things are pretty steady at Pinoir. I've had a busy week clerical up there, you know, because we got that new HVAC system set in, and then we're doing property inspections. So I still have about, you know, 19, actually 20 lots now, and still offering that 6 months, 1 month free, 12 months, 2 months free. And that resident referral, they're bringing people in. So
good.
Come on out, you know, give me a call at 936-209-4819. We'll get you started and set up. Yeah, come on out. So it's just, it's steady. It's really steady out there right now. And oh, Harry was in yesterday doing a little peek.
How's he doing, man? I need to talk to him, you know, one day.
I would call him up. He
Well, I don't have his, you know, regular number. All I had was his Pinoir number. And
okay.
You know, when my dad was still
office,
living.
I'll message it to you.
Okay, do that. And when my dad lived up there in Onalaska, when I'd go up to visit my dad, I'd always swing by and have a cup of coffee with Harry and shoot the breeze and tell lies to each other about fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah. Talking about fishing, man. He loved running them white bass, man.
You can't really lie about deer hunting, but you can do those little white lies on that fishing, that's for sure.
Oh, they get real big before, you know, the end of the day after you get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Every story, they get a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. Yep, your hand goes out just a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and show
yeah,
me how
he
big
seems
that
to be
fish was
good.
Again.
What? Right? So, yeah, I'll get you his number. I bet he'd love to hear. I know he'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
I got a call as soon as we got off air last week by someone. It was about 4-something he called. And his name was the Guitar Man, Alan something or another. And he said that
he
used to
Guitar
talk.
You mean Guitar Dave? David Pryor.
That's it. He called me up, and then he got me in the office about 8 o'clock, and we had a little walk down memory lane for about 45 minutes.
Wow.
So, yep. But y'all want to come on out? We're at 420 Pinoir Marina in Livingston, Texas. Our website is pinoirrvresort.com. Like I said, number is 936-209-4819. Give me a call, and we'll either take the walk down memory lane or I'll get you booked on a RV lot.
That'll hunt.
Yeah.
That'll hunt every time. All right,
there
Jody.
You
well, you have a good weekend. Nice talking to you. Appreciate the update, and I'll talk to you next week. You take care now.
Sounds good. You too.
All right. See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Jody Blair up at Pinoir Campground and Marina, Lake Livingston. All right. The Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop. And with rifle season right around the corner, no better place to have all your wild game processed, whether it's whitetail, deer, axis, they do everything. And first-class processing facility, packaging, their service, the quality of the product they turn out for you. They have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue in their meat market. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all other pecan smoked sausage. And they have smoked sausage samples available daily in the store. And they're now taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. Order ahead to reserve your holiday bird. That's an 11 to 13 average weight bird. Makes a meal for 8 to 10 people. And homemade stuffed pork tenderloins, sweet chipotle, cream cheese, dirty rice, you name it. And check out their La Boucherie stuffed chickens. They're really good. And their grab-and-go snacking products, beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and their dry sticks, which are my favorite. Everything for grab-and-go snacking. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:17 here in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Fayette County Reservoir now and check in with our good friend Bob Green, see what he's up to. Bob, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better, man. I'm here. It's all good.
Finer than frog hair. That sounds good.
That is finer than frog hair, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't fished at all this week, so my report's going to be from the people I've talked to that I can trust and I know. But the Saturday fishing was slow to kind of non-existent, depending on where you were. Mm-hmm. And the amount of dead fish floating had increased also. So that's one reason I didn't even get on the water much this week at all. I didn't get on at all. And it wasn't just, I know it was over where I saw the most last week was, well, you had a little north wind, and north wind was blowing those fish over toward into the intake area and back toward the dam like that. And I mean, it was just solid. But this time there's a few more bass in it, what I understand.
What species of fish mostly were they?
Mostly those bigger shad. The little shad, but the bigger ones. Probably anywhere.
What do you think caused that? All this warm weather again, the warm up, and it lake kind of turned over again, or what?
Well, you know, we've been watching that thermocline for several weeks,
right?
And it was holding anywhere from 10 to 15, and I mean, you could tell something was fixing to happen. I mean, because fishing had. You weren't hearing of these big catches, you know. It was just, I catch three or four here, and I may catch five here. I may catch none here, kind of like that. And of course, that bite is kind of the same way after about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I mean, it's just kind of
non-existent.
Kind of tough. So.
Yeah.
We get some of this cooler weather to stay in here, get some rain, which we keep missing it. I mean,
well, they're saying we're going to get some, you know, tonight and tomorrow. So my fingers are crossed. Everybody can use it.
Yeah, I can't complain about it if we get it. But I know we got our big trunk or treat, you know, for the kids at church Saturday. So this has been planned for months and months, and we haven't had any rain at all. And all of a sudden. We just have to wait and see if it times out where we might miss it by a little bit or not. But I mean, up here, everything in this Leadbetter area is just brown. I mean, it's crackled
under
your feet.
Same over here, man. I've never seen the countryside just turn. It's just crazy. And the trees, man, they are paying the price. I mean, they're losing leaves like crazy. You know, usually. Down here where I'm at, Thanksgiving's when you get a lot of your fall, you know, after they've turned colors and then the leaves start dropping. But, man, they're dropping off green and halfway brown and everything else right now. They're pretty stressed.
I usually try to just hit the ones close to the house with the water hose and help a little bit, but.
Yeah, you got a lot of property. You just can't keep up with it and take care of, you know, water every tree. I mean, it's just impossible.
No.
Just got to hope Mother Nature will show some kindness and give us some fresh water, man.
Well, what gets me, my ponds are down. I don't know. I've got one over 5 feet low.
Goodness.
And then you drive out and you get out on 290 and you go back in toward Brenham. And the tanks and stuff are full in certain spots.
Well, yeah, I see that down this way. We're kind of north of me. Everything's greener, and you can't tell anything stressed. But,
we got to get some. It'll be one of those deals. Once it starts, it don't turn off.
Mm-hmm.
It'll definitely help the fishing if we get some good rain and get the evenings down to say cool like the mornings are.
Yeah.
It'll And I hadn't heard, there hadn't been any topwater fishing. And I know we're normally, in, you know, this time of year, we're catching topwater fish. But it's still mostly right now, the underspins and shaky heads and stuff like that are basically what's catching fish. Even the Carolina rig has slowed down a little bit. So, I've been using red bug is what I'm hearing mostly, but every once in a while you'll hear of some kind of a color I've never heard of. You know, just, yeah, what is that? Well, it's kind of a reddish looking green. Oh, it's kind of like a red bug. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just hate it when I, you know, that's been 2 weeks in a row that there's been dead fish floating. So,
well, that's,
and some more bass in it this time.
Yeah.
So, but, you know,
I guess it just depletes the oxygen somewhat, you know, enough to do that, I guess. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how it does, but somehow that switches and they get caught in this stuff without the oxygen or a shock. Or we had to have one of these head honcho guys to explain all that, how it gets over from different areas on the lake. Because it started out kind of over toward the east, and then it just kind of, it depended on what cove you were in. So.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is that I don't like it when it does that, but, you know.
No, but there's nothing you can do about it. That's
November's coming, and maybe some of these fronts just come down here and stay down here. Don't want any nasty stuff, but.
No, you know, but we need something. We need a change in weather.
I hadn't looked at it since, yesterday morning as far as the weather goes, and they're just saying, hey, well, it looks like it's coming this way. But then you look at the radar, and it looks like it could slide off and go northeast.
We've been getting a lot of that sliding to the northeast this year. You know, Louisiana isn't hurting. They've been getting plenty over there from us. You know, it'll come down about halfway into the state, and then it'll just push northeast.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's kept storms off of us, so I guess that's...
Mm-hmm.
Kept a lot of that stuff and heading off the East Coast or that way. So,
well, I don't know what's worse, tornado warnings or no rain at all. You know, just can't, no moderation of any kind. It's like all extremities.
We have to walk out with this Yorker to keep him falling in a crack in the, you know, his little old feet. The cracks are 3 inches wide, and them little feet are...
Small dog could step off one of them and break a leg, man. Worse than a gopher hole.
It'll get better.
You know, the way this weather's kind of gone in the fall, you know, we're late into October now. These fish should be snapping like crazy and just fired up, and it our bite's kind of faded away down here on the coast, you know, and my backyard, it just kind of went from just fair to good fishing to now it's tough. I mean, but our limits are so minimum now. I mean, everybody bases good fishing for a 3-fish limit. I mean, seriously, but you can still go out there and get your old 3 fish, but you got to work to do it.
No, well, yeah, that's even here too. Yeah. But you know, they even had the Kids Unlimited last Saturday, and their bite was slow. They were calling for photograph boats, you know, come look at fish. But actually, the bite was slow on that one. So,
yeah,
and you got that many people on the lake. You know, if they don't catch those big fish and things like that, there's something a little wrong with it. So it'll straighten out. It always does. You know, it'll do this kind of like this maybe every couple of years or so. But it's still one of the greatest places to fish there is.
It'll get rid of some of those trash fish in your lake. Get rid of some of them nasty tilapia.
Oh, I don't know anything to kill them
except cast nets.
Cast nets and do it. I never have heard anything about the nets Texas Parks and Wildlife had out several months ago. There were their nets were open about, and I know for sure, two different coves, and we've never heard anything else about it. So
what, on their surveys?
On one of their surveys when they were out here, you know, and they left them out for, I don't know, it was several days they left them out. So no report on what that is.
I think they ought to be more open with their, you know, creel surveys like that to the public. You know, have a, you know, post it and make it more public, common knowledge of how their fish counts are looking and on all bodies of water that they sample and, you know, coastal waters, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got one lady that Mark does the report now on the lake with Texas Parks and Wildlife. I don't know how we'll find out. We just have to call somebody in authority and ask them about it.
Yeah.
Or do they post it anywhere?
Yeah, you just got to dig and dig and research it till you find it.
I remember Will.
I don't have a lot of time for that.
Will used to always know who to talk to.
Yeah,
in the old days to report on that stuff. So
yeah, but they've changed hands up there now, and you know Will's gone now too, and he had a lot of valuable knowledge about things like that, the technicals, you know, hatchery stuff and everything else.
Yeah. I remember he always reported on stuff like that.
So. Mm-hmm.
Oh well. We just report it as it happens, and then when it starts, you know, November was always one of my favorite months to fish. So,
me too.
Here comes November.
You know, the beginning of November, and then from Thanksgiving to Christmas, that's probably my favorite time that month. You know, if the weather cooperates, if you don't get continuous fronts back to back, but when it's kind of stable and you get that one or two fronts a week, man, that makes for some really impressive fishing.
Well, January was also another favorite time when they kind of staged just out from the banks and all on little humps and all.
Right.
And either jig and spoon or drop shot or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Of course, drop shot fishing is pretty, you don't feel the bite just real well on a drop shot. It just kind of lifts and there's heavy.
Like dead bait on the bottom, man.
Yeah, like bobbing a bobber, you know,
that's
or something
it.
Like that.
Exactly.
All right.
But
I wish I had better report, well, but that's
well,
it.
Good luck at the church with the kids for their Halloween and all that. That's really good of you, your community, to do things like that for the kids. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you and come up to Fayette County and wet a line, give them some info.
Just give us a holler. Cell phone 281-460-9200 or Facebook, either one. All right. Have
Bob.
A good morning.
Hey, have a good weekend. Good talking to you. See you now.
You too. Later.
All right, Bob. Later. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Time for a break. We'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:34. All right, let's head Matagorda way and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to this morning. Tommy boy, what's happening?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, man.
Not a lot. Same here.
Waiting on some rain, begging for rain, praying for rain.
Well, I guess we're going to get it tomorrow, they keep saying.
Huh.
I don't know what the latest is. I've been watching it, but kind of
well,
seems like
our chances are up. We'll just be positive and hope it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it to mess my trip up, but I mean, it kind of looks like it's going to. But you know, every time I look at it, it's, or every channel I see is different. You know,
it is funny.
It's like every single, I can look at five different channels and they all say something different. You know, and then the line, the main line of it, or not line, but the where they show the worst of it at is different from every channel you look at. You know, one channel will show, it looks like the worst of it kind of cuts off about Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matagorda is like is rain, but it's not as bad. And then some of the other channels show it, you know, bad all the way down to Port O'Connor. You know, it's bad, like yellow and red. I don't know.
All right, yeah.
But, I mean, they're all saying a minimum, I guess, 70%, 70 to 100% is what I'm seeing everywhere.
Well, the ones that kind of yesterday that were higher percentages dropped a little bit lower percentages today, like maybe not, we'll see. But it's getting it up around Dallas right now on radar. There's a lot of rain on radar up there. Denver, yeah. Plano, Dallas, you know, all that area. And it's moving towards Louisiana. It's not coming this way. But I guess it'd be nice if that front line would get a hold of it and push it to us like it normally does. But
well, that's what I guess they're thinking it is, because
that's what they're thinking.
The normal one I look at says 90% tomorrow morning. For like 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, Matagorda is like 90%.
Yeah, my Galveston thing is showing 80% tonight and then 60% tomorrow for Galveston, this area. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Pray and wait.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a roller coaster week, I guess, for me. I've had good and bad, both.
Yeah.
Yesterday was bad.
Real iffy. Man,
I could not get them going yesterday.
I know. The old bites kind of gone south on everybody.
Man, it was. I mean, I saw some of the redfish guys still caught redfish, but.
Yeah. Redfish is the ticket right now everywhere, really.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I don't know. I couldn't get them going. It wasn't my day, I guess.
You know, and I'm seeing better croaker catches this year. You know, table fare croakers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had one a week or so ago on a lure that was freaking giant. We threw it back, but it was it was big. It ate that lure.
Yeah.
The guy thought he had a redfish, you know. We just let it go, but no, it wasn't good for us yesterday. We caught a few, but it definitely wasn't good. It was a struggle. Everywhere I went, I just couldn't get them going, and I couldn't really find good water. Everywhere was kind of off and funky.
Right.
I don't know. It wasn't my day, that's for sure. But I had a good day at the beginning of this week. You know, I had one or two days that were real good.
Yeah.
It was like the opposite. Everywhere I went, I caught them. I don't know. That's about it.
Fishing's like the stock market, man. You know, up one day, down the next. It's a roller coaster. Got to roll with it.
Got to roll with it. That's true. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you.
I'm here. Starting to hear, you know, a bunch of people kind of starting to hear some reports. Bass fishing, I guess, starting to get a little better. I hadn't done it yet, but sounds like it's getting better.
Have you seen some of these pictures of the bass going around? You know, a solid white one, you know, ivory looking bass,
and then, black
then the black one. Yeah.
Yep, I saw it. I saw both of them. I guess they're real. I don't know.
They look real. The photos. Pretty much.
Yeah, the black one looks real for sure.
Yeah, the melanistic bass. Yeah.
Yeah, that one looked real for sure. The other one, I wasn't 100% sure on, but I've never caught one.
That snow white one, man, it looks like it's been laying in a cooler full of
bleach. Yeah, it looks weird.
I've just been bleached. Yeah, it does. Weird looking. Very strange.
And then I saw somebody posted, which it obviously wasn't true because I've caught them, but someone posted a picture of a black gar they caught. And they said that they were saying that there's only been like two of them caught in Texas. But I've caught more than that myself. I just caught a black gar in the Guides Cup a couple weeks ago. We caught one.
I'll be darned.
I mean, solid black, just like that bass in that picture. Uh-huh. I caught a gar that was like that. But I've caught four or five of them in my life over here.
Yeah.
That were black. I mean, they're not common, but I have caught them.
It's strange. We're seeing all these black fish and black animals. It's like that black coyote I saw at my house a couple of weeks ago. I mean, just totally melanistic. Solid jet black.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it was. And his running buddy looked like a regular coyote, you know, same thing.
Yeah, they probably didn't know any difference. They didn't know, you know.
No.
I don't know.
Well, they're real uncommon down this way. You know, in the northeast up that way, you know, there's a lot of crossbreeding with wolves, you know, and that black comes out of the wolf family. And they say about 1% of them are black like that up there. But down here in the south, it's really, really rare.
I seen a gator, alligator one time that was like that. It was black.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody had got and had caught over in, I think it was Louisiana, but it was black, just like those fish.
Yeah.
Black gator. What about this cold front next week? Someone's saying there's a big one actually coming in next week.
They said that about that last one. They were talking about lows in the low 60s along the coast. It didn't happen. I think 72 was the low. But
yeah, I saw a 68 one morning.
Did you?
Over here, yeah. Yeah, it
probably
was
probably between
like
Bay City and Matagorda, you know, in that prairie.
Yeah, it was 68.
Got you.
But this one they're saying 50s next week.
Next Wednesday morning it's supposed to be 56, Thursday 52, 53, 55 through the weekend. Highs only in the low 70s. Bring it. I'm ready.
We got a
come on.
We got a tournament they call AmSpec tournament, and it's like those same day. It's like next Wednesday, Thursday, actually. Or I think
north at 25 next Wednesday. Yeah. That's for Houston, that's so you can add 10 to it to the coast.
Right.
That'll blow that's some water day. Out.
They're having that AmSpec tournament those 2 days. It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
That'll be
good
fun.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
If it don't blow, we don't go, huh?
It seemed pretty regular. It seems like no matter what tournaments, you know, it just always you're gonna throw a tournament, you're gonna pull some kind of weird weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just pretty common. You know, they canceled the bass tournaments this Saturday, tomorrow.
Wow.
There was the high school ones. There was a lot of the high school series started tomorrow. They canceled it because of the weather.
Because of the rain?
Yeah, because of the weather. They canceled one on Conroe and one on Somerville.
Yeah. Looking at this Houston forecast, they're showing 90% for the Houston forecast tomorrow. South wind at 20, and then Sunday it'll be northwest at 15.
Yeah, that's kind of what I saw. I mean, even for Matagorda was something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't look good, but I don't know how right they're going to be. But, they canceled the first bass tournaments for two different divisions. They were rescheduled. They're trying to figure out a date right now, I guess.
Right.
To redo them. Which makes it sound pretty bad because I've never seen them cancel one before, really.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they just let us go. I mean, we've been in some pretty bad weather and they didn't cancel it. Kind of surprises me.
Well, that's part of bass fishing. I think the worse it gets, the more the bass guys want to go.
Jeez, I guarantee some of the most miserable days of my life were bass fishing and bass tournaments.
Oh yeah, look at that one, the high school one you were in a year or two ago when
Livingston.
The decks were frozen on the boat, man.
Yeah. One of my kids had a snot sickle. It actually froze snot.
A real snot sickle, yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of duck hunting, running a boat down a bayou with a snot sickle. That'll work.
Oh, boy. No, and then the other kid rubbed his eye, and it, like, watered and then froze his eyelid, and he couldn't blink. And he told me, he said, "Coach, I can't blink my eye." His eye was frozen.
It's frozen open.
Livingston. That was it was like 28 degrees, mist and rain, and blowing 30.
Oh, boy.
It was bad. And they still didn't cancel it, but they canceled.
I fished a tournament like tomorrow. That one winter. I forget what tournament it was, and I'm still cold from that one. Yeah. I had my waders on, all my gear, and we were going to wade, and I said, "Man, I'm not getting in the water. We get wet in this, we're done." So we just stayed in the boat, and oh, my gosh. Every bone in my body was aching. I couldn't wait to get home and take a hot shower.
Yep. I've had a few times I've had to break ice out of my guides on my rods, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get to where you're going, and I had to break the ice out.
And you just stick it in the water and thaw it out.
Yeah. Grab the line and bend your pole. Bend my pole a little bit, and
it'll
pop out.
Crackle out of the guides. Yeah.
You lay them up, you know, on those bass boats. You keep them on the deck there, and we'd make a long run. It happened to me at Toledo Bend. Make a long run, and we got there, and all our rods were frozen.
Frozen to the carpet.
Frozen to the carpet. You had to break them off, and then you grab your line and bend it a little bit, and all the ice would pop off the rod.
Crackling.
Yep. That's happened to me twice, I think.
Man, let's don't talk too much about that. We don't want a winter that way. They're calling for a warm, dry winter now with the La Nina, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, Tommy, somebody wants to come over and do some roller coaster fishing. How do they get a hold of you, buddy?
Some roller coaster. Tommy Alexander on Facebook, but phone's always the best way. 979-709-8242.
All right, brother. Tommy, have a good day. Good talking to you. See you later.
Right.
All right, now let's run down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
Hey, sir. How you doing today?
I couldn't be better. How about you, man?
Oh, pretty good. Just getting up, moving around, getting ready for work today.
There you go. Go wear
out. Back out on the water.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Been on a big run, been not taking minutes. I haven't only had one day off since I went on that elk hunt. So we've been grinding. I didn't have any days off last week. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a hustle. But it's been good, you know,
Where'd you go elk hunting? New Mexico or Utah?
New Mexico. Got a couple of giants. It was pretty amazing.
Man.
That was an absolute blast with my dad, but I almost died on the walk out trying to pack all that meat out. But.
Oh, yeah, that's a nightmare, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Pretty heavy-duty stuff. But
really be a nightmare if you got a grizzly bear stalking you while you're carrying all that meat.
Oh, man, yeah.
The good thing about it, you could drop the meat and run, and he'd be happy he wouldn't eat you.
Right. I had thought about picking up a bear tag, too, while I was at it.
Right.
Because you never know.
What did you have to do? Do you have to draw for that hunt, or you just...
Nope, I've got a client who's a landowner. And
that makes it even better.
Yeah, it's unlimited landowner tags. So I actually got the tag for $200, which is like the cheapest elk hunt anybody's ever hunted in their entire lives, probably. So, who knows? Pretty cool.
Wow.
But anyways, we spent tarpon fishing all week. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I was breaking up on you. Yeah, we've been tarpon fishing all week. It's been pretty good. Caught maybe 9 tarpon this week or something like that. Anywhere from 30 pounds up to yesterday, we caught a straight-up backbreaker, probably about 180 pounds.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah, I sent a video of that one. It's a plog. That was a moose running through the water.
Yeah, man. There's just something about them big fish, man. You watch a video and you can tell, man, what a beast.
Yep. Yeah, it was one of those days. It was rough at the inlet, you know, by the time we were done fishing, it was 2-3 foot out there, but it was big, long, high rollers where the, you know, the skyline would, where the sky meets the water, would disappear behind the wave, you know?
Right.
And, but it's cool.
That's doable when they're spaced apart like that.
Yeah, they're spaced out like that, so I got to get through them. It wasn't too bad. We've been doing, I had a couple of older gentlemen that wanted just juvenile tarpon for actually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday juvenile tarpon meat, you know, so we went out and we were hooking a bunch of, you know, 30 to 75 pounders.
Man, that's fun, light tackle stuff right there. That's hard to beat. Yeah, it is fun.
Probably on like my medium tackle stuff, like my 5,000 size, 4,000 size spinning reels, right, is what we're using on those. Throwing DOA bait busters, 30-pound braid, and, 60-pound tarpon will give you a heck of a fight on a 5,000-size spinning reel, you know?
Fun, man.
So, yeah, it's a blast, and I've got the big rods obviously set for those the really big ones, but those guys weren't into that those first 3 days. So we were just chasing the juveniles. We got a bunch of bull reds. You know, we'd stumble across a bull red school at the jetty, stick about 4 or 5 of them every once in a while, and then they asked day two to do something a little different. It's actually going to be kind of bouncy compared to the other days.
All right.
So we went to the ship channel and caught him a big 33-inch snook.
Ooh, cool.
And another like nice 29-inch snook and some nice mangrove snapper for dinner. So it worked out for those guys over a course of 3 days. They caught quite a bit of fish.
Fresh mangrove.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We also took them out on the last day. It was pretty calm, you know, after we did our tarpon and bull red fishing. We went and caught 5 ling, you know, pretty awesome. Oh, man. 3 of them were undersized, you know, but 2 of them were keepers.
Right.
And that was a blast.
Well, so it's been a week full
of tarpon. Yeah, it's been a week full of tarpon, but it's about to, today and tomorrow are pretty rough. So I'm going to be doing a little bit of snook fishing, a little bit of bay fishing. Today I'm snook fishing. Tomorrow I'm fishing the flats. Going to go and throw some
trout and redfish.
Jigs around for some trout and redfish. Sure. Yeah, it's going to be, we got some weather coming in the next 2 days. Going to have it kind of.
Yeah, we got a low front. It'll clear 25. Sunday. And we got a pretty good front next week. They're showing. Hopefully it'll hold up to what they're predicting. It's going to be a pretty strong one.
Oh, wow.
Lower the temperature.
Yeah, I'd like the weather to be calm as it'll be as it can be for a little while, but we're getting to that time of the year where these fronts start hitting.
Well, that'll be nice for opening weekend of waterfowl and whitetail rifle season, so that'll help.
Yep, it's looking like it's going to be kind of warm deer season.
Yeah,
like you're
down your
saying,
way, yeah, and... And they are calling for a warmer, drier winter this year with the La Nina pattern.
So I moved my days off to deer hunt from the 15th to the 25th. I cut that in half, so I just split it up.
Right.
So I'm going to do 5 days of hunting around the time when the rut is usually happening for us, 15th through 25th, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably hunt the 20th through 25th, and then I took 5 days. I'm going to try to fill them up, and I'm going to move them over to January, you know, and hopefully we get some bigger fronts in January, and it'll be cold like last year. It didn't get really cold on us till then.
Bigger, more mature bucks in January down your way. You know, Blaine's right there next to you, and I saw that last year. You know, I'm always down there from Christmas to New Year's, and I got in on the beginning of it, and just barely missed it that week after
just
I left,
missed
man.
It.
Oh, they rolled some toads up, buddy. I mean, they shot some beautiful deer.
Mine was January 4th, I think, that I shot that big one. I went December
15th. Oh, is that when you killed that good one last year, the 4th?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. See, I went December 15th, and it was still hot. I was almost still hunting in my freaking boxer shorts inside the blind in freaking December, you know? And I was like, this is crap, you know? And so then... we got that big front in January, almost like a freeze. It was like a three-day freeze, two-day freeze, you know, and my trip's canceled, and so I said, I'm going hunting, and every doe had a buck on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it lit them
ranch
off,
was
man.
Complete, ranch was completely different. That first time I saw one really nice eight-pointer, and I was regretting I passed on him. That's how slow it was. And then the next time I said, I had one by day two. I mean, everyone had a doe on it.
Awesome. It's what we live for. All right, yes, Mr. Barrera, I've got to run, my friend. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure, I just had some days open up in December, so give me a call. That's a great time to do some snook fishing. Area code 956-755-9413, or you can visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, brother. Brian, have a good one. Good luck to you today, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you, Brian. See you, man. All right, it's time for our break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.